Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
All right, so we've had a little time to kind of sit and deal with what the Rangers have done. Wow, that still was unbelievable. I mean, when you play word association, you think Breadman, you think Panarin, you think magnitude of the goal, right? These are the hard-hitting names and questions from the first series of the postseason. Yankees do what the Yankees do, and that's another win. I guess, Rick, The expectation must have been that there's going to be some kind of a catastrophic storm yesterday, which I don't know if it happened for you, did not actually happen for us up here in Westchester last night.
No, we had some rain. We had some rain too. Little thunder. Actually, I got a call from Stevie, my buddy Stevie, who said he had to pull over because it was raining that hard, but we had nothing like that here.
No. I mean they actually, you know, called the Mets game off, and I was thinking to myself, well why?
It was nice though. Let's be honest, it was nice.
Well, it was nice to get a night where you didn't have a lot, right? Yankees-Orioles is not a stressful game. Got to go to bed a little early, kind of rejuvenate, and here we are.
You needed it.
I desperately. I think RJ needed it. After what I put him through on Sunday night, I think RJ desperately needed a real good night's sleep. Raymond, this is normal. This is what he does. He's a warrior. He's a workhorse, but I think we all needed it. I think we all got it. We get another night to not go crazy, right? Mets have two, Yankees play again, but it's not crazy. And then tomorrow night, Rangers back in action.
I'm excited for the series. Rangers haven't played their best hockey against Carolina this regular season, but hey, this is the playoffs. Everything changes. Rangers fans, the players, they get all the adrenaline of what they did coming back from down 3-1. I'll be interested to see how they come out in game one. Because, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, the way they had to battle, like, you know, the amount of not just physical, but mental and emotional energy to come back the way that they came back in that series and win, it's a quick turnaround, man. It really is.
Well, thankfully, game one is Wednesday and not tonight. Could you imagine if it was tonight and you had one day off?
No. I couldn't even imagine. Could not even imagine.
Now, on the flip side, Carolina and Boston went seven games and ended on what? On Saturday. So
different kind of series, though. Different kind of series. Carolina was great at home. They went all four at home.
Right. Never trailed in the series.
Didn't win a game in Boston, which is something that you should, I mean, as a Rangers fan, you should feel good about, right? Because the Rangers have played good at Madison Square Garden, so that's positive. But, I mean, when you look at 5, 6, and 7, Dave, I mean, trailing in all three of those games and finding a way to get yourself back and win in overtime, nonetheless, in game 7, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. So, obviously, the Rangers are going to be a big conversation moving forward. We got the Yankees. We got a little football today as well. NBA Conference Finals get rolling. But, you know, Mets with two now today. Here's what I don't understand. They're still starting Trevor Williams in game one. Why is Peterson?
Peterson pitched Friday, right?
So he's not on enough rest.
So he's not on regular rest. And then I was also listening to Buck said because St. Louis's lineup is heavy right-handed, that to pitch the lefty didn't make sense.
They don't feel good about that.
Yeah, they'll go with Williams.
All right, so Mets with a what single admission doubleheader today at 3 o'clock.
Which is nice.
That is nice.
Which is very nice.
I'll tell you, every time this happens, every single time, like, oh, I'd like to do that, and I never can. But how great would it be?
I say that every day to myself. I have so many different plans. I'm like, oh, this would be nice. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should go grab lunch. No. Never happens.
Yeah, maybe you're the not follow through guy on the show.
Who, me?
Yeah, maybe.
No, well,
I thought it was RJ, but maybe it's not RJ.
No, it's the schedule. It's going back and forth to Bristol. If I wasn't going back and forth to Bristol, today would have been a perfect. I would have taken Milo out of school, probably. Milo not out of school.
For they what, love the Mets?
They love going to the baseball.
You wouldn't have to take him out of school. The game starts at 3 o'clock.
Well, I would get there early. I mean, they don't get out of school. We don't pick them up till close to 3. I'd get them out. Listen, just because Hurley thinks that I'm a stone's throw away from City Field, like that we could have a sleepover.
You can't
and then just,
see City Field from your home?
Yeah, that you could just, we could do the show from here. You could sleep over and we could walk to City Field. That's not actually the case.
Huh.
Get them out a little bit early. Settle in.
I love those twin bills. Those are awesome.
I love baseball. I just love going to baseball games.
So, yeah, Mets start a three-game set in 2 days over the with the St. Louis Cardinals. And what are the Mets? Then they go west, right? Is it Arizona or Colorado?
I will tell you right now.
I think maybe it's Colorado.
You're usually my guy for schedules.
I know. I'm usually really up to date.
This is an interesting time right now for the Mets. I mean, the Yankees are just rolling along. Severino was great last night. Three home runs back to back. They stiffen up here a little bit. They go, we got St. Louis, then we're at Colorado, at San Francisco.
Yeah, that's a tougher stretch now.
It's a tougher stretch. Then we're back for Philly and Washington. And then we're back. See, I noticed this when I first looked at the schedule. Then we're back out on the West Coast for the Dodgers and the Padres and the Angels.
Oof, that's a rough run, huh?
Yeah, followed up by, the Milwaukee Brewers at home. Thanks.
So four series in a row at the Dodgers, at the Padres, at the Giants, and then
at the Angels.
At the Angels, and then home to Milwaukee.
Oh yeah,
oof, that's a rough four series stretch, huh?
And guess what? We got one of your favorite. We got the Apple TV game against the Angels.
When is that treat going to happen?
Friday, June 10th. Mark it down.
And that's a 10 o'clock game?
That's a 9:38 start.
A 9:38 start Friday night, Apple TV.
Mark it down.
I mean, nothing says end of the baseball week better than you gotta somehow figure out a way to use this stupid Apple TV. Really. I gotta tell you, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, I saw every World Cup soccer game is gonna be on what is it? I don't know, Fubo maybe, like something. It's like, you know what? I know it's the wave of the future. I don't like it. I don't like, and you know why? Primarily, firstly, at least on Amazon Prime, you get the announcers. So you're putting on Amazon Prime or Prime Video, whatever it's called, and at least you get Kay, you get Cone, at least you get the announcers. With this Apple TV, you just get, it feels like they walk up and down Madison Avenue, like, excuse me, sir. Would you like to call the Mets and the Angels game tonight? Sure. And now that's who you have calling the game. The Apple TV broadcast is horrible.
That's kind of nasty. Don't be nasty like that. They're trying to do like a more laid back, more of a fun broadcast.
Okay. Well, you enjoy it.
That just so happens to not be very good. No, yes, listen, yes. I'm with you. I'm with you.
You enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it. I mean, as a Mets fan, how could you enjoy any alternative broadcast when you have the best? I mean, our booth is amazing.
It's amazing. But not only is the booth amazing, but there's national games that you watch. You're like, listen, it's not our booth, but it's fine. These guys are more than competent. I'm sorry. I don't even know who the announcers are going to be. Every Apple TV game I've watched so far this year, I listen, I'm like, oh, God. It's painful to listen to.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It hasn't been good. But just in general. Like the fact that I'm having to, I don't mind finding it because I got all the stuff on the TV. It's just I'm locked into that. I can't, like, I love the freedom to flip back and forth. I can't do anything. There's no free range remote control.
I know. And flipping is not what it used to be either. Because now with like the satellite, it takes a minute to flip. So you can't like have an instantaneous flip.
Sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens.
No, I have trustworthy chickens. It's the one downgrade since you were a kid to where you are now in your television viewing. It's not the same. It used to be that you could, I mean, my dad, I remember being a kid, he used to scream at me, stop flipping. I was like, Dad, but look what I can do. I can time it so brilliantly that in an NFL game, I can go play here, flip, play here, flip, not miss anything. He's like, you're killing me. Stop it. I hate watching a game with you because all you do is flip. Now you flip, but it takes like 7, 8, 10 seconds to flip.
Well, see, I got the cable too.
I have the satellite for the football. Flipping?
Oh, yeah. The cable is nice flipping. Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, I don't have...
You should indulge in some cable when you get your whole man cave built.
Well, it's not about indulging in cable. I have DirecTV because it has...
Well, you're not going to need it now. But you won't need it.
Well, I need it for this year.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to need it.
After this year, I'm going to have a big... I might do a focus group. Like, I'm going to have a big sit-down of where I want to go, what the appropriate thing to do, because after this year, I'm done with DirecTV, and I have to now plan my television future.
Oh, you're a free agent. I mean, what you've done, I think because you don't have a TV room, I think you've bet on yourself like Aaron Judge. So, I mean, who knows? Our sales department may be on vacation right now. Who knows? I don't know. But at some point, we have to sit down with them and really, like, yeah, the bath fitter, and we hear all about the bath fitter. Your son's bath is his shower. It's beautiful. Splashy. But we need a man cave. We need someone to come in there, and we need a man, whatever, man living room, something. I can't have you sitting in between rooms trying to watch two separate TVs. It's embarrassing.
Well, I'd welcome that.
But yeah, of course you would welcome
they're knocking down the door to get that done in my home.
Are you kidding me? The amount of phone calls I took yesterday from people that saw your clip at the Rangers game, how much they love you, what a great fan you are.
How many phone calls did you take on my Rangers?
I
don't even want to say perform. It wasn't a performance. Reaction.
I probably took, four phone calls, and then the one group chat that has mostly Rangers fans in it. We're very impressed.
Impressed with what?
They didn't realize you were that kind of Ranger fan.
I
always bust
Rangers.
Your chops. Yeah, they didn't realize.
Oh,
you had a great showing. And on top of that, they all said you look great.
You know how good I must have looked is that Kay sent me a text saying, I got to be honest, you look sensational.
I'll tell you what, I texted him yesterday the article because that's apparently gone national with you doing the extremely erotic calendar. There was some thought as to whether or not they would actually buy the calendar if it happens because you look so good.
Michael would purchase it.
I mean, the way you looked in that picture, no giblets.
No, like, I told you the giblets are gone.
You look tight. Body looked a little bit tighter.
My giblets are going away. Look at that. I am hot.
He had a little sun-kissed tan.
Yeah. Well, I was at Alex's. You should see Sherry. Oh, this poor woman. So we're at Alex's lacrosse tournament on Sunday. And you know when, like, you go to a kid's tournament, the last thing you think about is putting on sunscreen, right? It doesn't occur to you.
So especially now because the weather hasn't been great.
And all of a sudden, this past Sunday was hot and sunny. So I got a little bit touched by the sun. Her arms are like glowing. And she said she had trouble sleeping last night.
Oh, it's an SUV protected shirt.
I woke up this morning. I was like, what are you doing away? She's like, my arms are killing me. So I feel awful for her.
Well, you have no aloe in the refrigerator? Cooling aloe?
We went to CVS and we purchased a big bottle of aloe. But
oh, nice. Any KY jelly?
Why?
I'm just tanned up.
Why?
You're skinny now. I think it's a fair question.
I don't think so. I think
why wear pants?
I think you crossed the line.
I think it's a very
and I think talking, I think therein lies the issue with you is you always cross the line. You don't know where the line is.
I think it's a fair question.
The line for you is drawn in pencil.
No, it's not even pencil.
Oh, but it's naked ladies.
Yeah, so I mean, you're riding high after game 7. I mean, you were a cab ride away from going to see naked ladies.
If RJ wasn't
the adult, I mean, this seems like the perfect time. She's
just
got a nice
RJ's
tan.
Face. I'm like, RJ, let's go get pizza. Pizza? Pizza? You go, I got to sleep. I said, RJ, come on, stop it. This is a once in a lifetime night. And he didn't seem to take to it the same way I did.
I was looking out. You wouldn't have been on the air. There would have been a Comrex from prison.
prison.
That would have been a great show.
We're going to need one extra long phone call. Please keep this connected.
Would it be called Collect? Like, DiPietro and Rothenberg, you have a call from, help, I'm in jail.
I'm not sure the station would pay for it.
You guys are joking. I don't think that's that far off.
Like, if Ty Butler reason, sprung from Dave Rothenberg jail.
If for some reason on Memorial Day, like on that Sunday, we got arrested. It was me and you in jail, haven't been bailed out yet. I think they would, rather than take us out, they would probably just have a comrec set up for us at the prison.
Probably.
The Rangers breakdown. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the warden. Yeah, can we, what kind of a line do you have that we can, we'll send Rodney, our engineer.
Yeah, we're
going to
send
there.
Our engineer.
Yeah. Well, would you like to spring them from jail? No, we don't want to post bail. We would just like to get things set up for them.
It would be, it would go on our grade. It would be like Johnny Cash from Folsom Prison.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but I think, you talk about ratings.
Through the roof. Through the roof.
Where are you guys? We're actually in jail. Perfect. We'll have the comrades brought over.
Yeah. Is there any kind of like soundproof padding they could put on the walls there?
people are dying to hear you guys break down the Rangers game.
Can you get that man to stop screaming and moaning? he's yelling. Well, you know what? I don't know.
I don't care about your children. Rub my glutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Got to go to bed a little early, kind of rejuvenate after what I put him through on Sunday night. I think RJ desperately needed a real good night's sleep.
I mean, you were a cab ride away from going to see Naked Ladies.
We'll see Naked Ladies. I said, RJ, come on, stop it. This is a once-in-a-lifetime night. He didn't seem to take to it the same way I did.
I was looking out. You wouldn't have been on the air. There would have been a comrex from prison.
Prison?
That would have been a great show.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the warden.
Would you like to spring them from jail?
No. We don't want to post bail. We would just like to get things set up.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
What's your middle name?
Mine is Hugh.
That's terrible.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Yep. On Sunday, we did belong to the city. So what's our plan now as we dive into a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless? I'm hesitant to make any kind of locked-in plans with you guys, but how about for round two? What are we doing?
I got to see how we have to see how it starts game one. Just get a real feel for the series.
Well, what does that mean? So a commitment to going to a game, you have to determine what happens in the first game of the season series?
No, I just like to, I like to see the first game, see how it is.
So Sunday 3:30, Tuesday 7. What are you thinking? Just and I'm not holding you to anything.
I would
right
lean
now.
Sunday. I would lean early game Sunday as opposed to a Tuesday.
RJ?
So here's my dilemma.
Oh, here we go.
Well, no. It's
no,
not.
No. I don't think it's fair for you to say here.
Yeah,
we go.
I'm off the hook now.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair for you.
I have children.
we understand you have children, but you also committed to going to the game, and then you just bailed out on us.
So I'm just filing this properly. I'm not saying I can or can't go. There's one text I would need to send to my wife who is not awake yet, and then I can have an answer for you.
What are you concerned is on the docket that you wouldn't be able to go Sunday?
Her mother's birthday. It's not Sunday, but it could be celebrated Sunday, and that's a concern for me.
And you couldn't celebrate the birthday around the game?
We have a nice brunch, maybe?
Or like a dinner.
No, you're not going to be
bitter. No,
no, because if I'm going to this game on Sunday and they win or something, then we're going to have to light it up. So we can't go. You can't commit.
No, we're not lighting it up.
Oh no, we're lighting it up, baby.
So let me get it straight. So Dave, so overtime game Sunday night, you're ready to hit the town, stay up on a borderline bender. Afternoon game, you know, go do something after. Not on the table.
Can we discuss what number game was the overtime potential bender going to be?
It's a fair point.
It was game seven. I'll tell you what, if they sweep this, or they can't even sweep it. No, I'm not going out on a bender after game three.
The rare three-game sweep.
No. Now, game six, overtime, seal this one away, maybe. Game three, no. No. So I think you either lock in a brunch or 3:30 start time over by what, 6:15? You're at dinner at 7 o'clock.
Well, is everyone else definitely in?
Rick could sit here and tell you he's definitely in and still not show up.
Well, here's the thing you gotta remember too. I'm not a Rangers fan. So like that mean like the
oh,
extra
stop
little,
it. Stop
well, the extra
it.
Little like push, like, hey, like make this like let's start canceling plans to go watch a Rangers game. Isn't
well?
Like
what? All right. So let me ask you this:
top
what
of my
plans?
Priority
what
list.
Plans? What plans do you have on Sunday?
Well, I have to check my little the schedule, the activity schedule. We usually have baseball and lacrosse on. He's got golf. Had his first golf match on Sunday.
He's killing Independent Rick.
It's dead. Independent Rick is dead. There is, you know, do the show and then drive to Bristol, Rick, and then.
I'll leave it to you guys.
Children activities.
Either a son. So then how about a Tuesday?
How about Tuesday? That's like, I mean, that's just going to kill the whole week.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday I can do, though.
Oh, God. Can we just play it by ear, please? We have to make it. It's 6:06 on Tuesday.
Yeah, but
Tuesday.
But I know how it works with you guys. I know there's a commitment, then there's a back out, then there's a, I'm going to go, now I can't. I know how it works. I'd like to get something on the calendar.
You know, there's expectations from RJ and I. Like, our wives expect us to do things. Yours has no expectations at all.
No, don't change this on me. No. I did dishes yesterday. Don't change this
on me. It's like letting her oldest child go on a play date is what it is.
Don't change it on me, the fact that you, and I was nice to you yesterday. I got a lot of tweets saying, you know what, you really let him off the hook. You bailed on us on Sunday.
I did not bail on you.
You bailed.
If you want to blame anyone, blame my wife. It's her fault.
No. No, it's not her fault.
I can't help that she didn't prioritize the Rangers game. I told her I had to go, and she's like, well, I have stuff to do. I said, okay. What am I supposed to do?
You know who was very upset that I was at the game on Sunday?
Kay.
Kay was...
Why did
was,
Kay... I don't understand why Kay didn't go to the game.
Because he didn't want to go. He just wanted to complain about me being able to go and him not going. That's what it is. Half the things at this station, nobody wants to do them. They just want to be invited to do them.
See ya!
If you had said to Michael, would you like to go to the game? We have a seat for you in the suite, which I'm sure, had he wanted, he could have gotten. That he absolutely would have said, you know what, thank you, but I don't want to go. But now, having never been asked, he can complain about it after the fact.
Well, I mean, we weren't asked. I mean, you guys had to ask to get the tickets.
We pushed and we pushed. All right, here is Michael yesterday. And I said this like a few months ago. Remember when they just nonstop, they're discussing you and I nonstop on that show?
Yeah, and nasty
stuff too. And I said, you know what? Do me a favor. Stop mentioning us. And they said, we're never mentioning you guys again, right?
Yeah, you said, listen, keep my name out of your mouth.
That's right. How did that play out?
I don't think it's played out well.
Not even a little bit. So apparently he was all bothered the fact that I was at Game 7 and he was not. Here's Kay from yesterday.
So he was at the Garden yesterday. Remember, Peter, when I asked for a ticket,
ooh.
I was told, as in Don parlance, none chance. Go away.
Right.
But Dave was there. So I'm putting it out there right now. I want to take my son to the game on Sunday.
Fair.
I want to see anybody say no chance. And if
Fair.
They say no chance, that could be it for me. It might be time for me to go.
Wow. Here we go. I mean, anything could happen.
But
it's almost time for him to go.
Yeah, but he couldn't even go to Game 7.
Where was he? Was he in
He's
Chicago?
Away. He's in Chicago.
So what is he complaining about?
Because you went and he wasn't invited.
Or he
wasn't
Because he couldn't
hey,
go.
Listen.
What a baby. I know you saying anything negative about the porcelain statue that is Michael Kay is not something that you're used to, but you don't think that's a baby way of acting?
No, I don't think it's a baby way of acting. Yeah,
you know what?
I'm
so sick and tired of all of you. He wants to be included.
He wants to be included. Like, hey, just pick up the phone. That's it. They ask Michael to do all sorts of different things, to bend over backwards. Just pick up the phone. Hey, Michael.
He couldn't. Why would you ask someone to do something they can't do?
Because you know, like, it's just your job is to know the person, right? Like, I'm supposed to know you. I'm supposed to know RJ. So even if I know you can't go, if I know you get sensitive about it, I would just ask you, like, hey, Dave.
You know what they should have said? You know what they should do? They should go over the top from now on. A game they know he can't go to, it's like, Michael, we would like you to drop the ceremonial first puck.
Yes, exactly right.
He'll be like, oh, I'd love to, but I can't go.
Yeah, we have front row seats. We want you to drop the puck.
We'd like to give you the suite entirely. Just you and no one. Only your family and no one else will be in the suite.
Everything free. We'll get you a car in, all of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't
make,
go.
Yeah, make the person say no.
And by the way, now he wants to go with Charlie. I asked for a ticket for Alex, and they were like, there's no way we can get you a ticket for Alex. No chance.
Well, but that's the delineation here. That's when push comes to shove, he'll have the second ticket, you no chance.
I actually didn't get a ticket.
No, you had the press pass, I know.
I had the press pass, and I forced my way into the suite.
And then commandeered the suite and took it over.
Commandeered the suite. You would have been so proud of me.
Well, I'm proud of you now.
No, but there were these enormous like enforcers that were in the spot I wanted to get to. I was like, hey, get out of my way. I need to be there. They're like, okay, Dave, whatever you need.
Yeah, but here's what you need to understand though. There's a majority of the people in that suite probably listen to the show and they know what kind of crazy you are. And I keep telling you this. Doesn't matter how big you are, how muscular.
No, there was a guy in the suite in like prime giants.
It doesn't matter.
No. The guy could have snapped me like a twig.
But no, but you can't fight crazy. He knows how crazy you are, especially at a sporting event.
RJ, you saw the size of that guy. He would have killed me.
He would have, but he was a very nice man.
Very nice, a lovely man.
Now you know how RJ feels when he sees normal sized people.
Says the guy who wasn't at the game.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You know, we let you off the hook yesterday. We did. We let you right off the hook yesterday.
A bocce lesson on Sunday.
Actually, I'm actually thinking about getting him involved in that. It's a very fun game.
I mean, if he doesn't play the sport now that he has scheduled for Sunday, by Sunday he'll have it scheduled.
Yes. I'm gonna go online and see what sport is playing at 3:30 on Sunday.
Yeah. What sport's playing at 3:30? Milo, would you like to try steeplechase?
But Milo actually has, I take that back. Cassie just texted me. He has interpretive dance at 3:30 on Sunday.
Synchronized swimming?
Yes.
But I don't want to do that. Well, you know what? You're doing it now, pal.
Dad, listen, Dad needs to get out of some plans. And we're going to take a picture. We'll take a picture, and then we'll leave.
So he's your get-out-of-jail-free card is what he is.
No, not really.
That's exactly
for the purposes of me trying to avoid going into the city, yeah, probably.
So just say I don't want to go.
No, I do want to go. In my mind, I want to go.
All right, here's more from Kay. We mentioned the nude calendar if the Giants win the Super Bowl. Michael, he can't understand. I can't understand why he keeps talking about us. He can't understand why I would want to pose in a nude calendar.
I mean, really?
It's
I'm a big
really
fan.
Disturbing.
Am I buying that? No.
You know, well, I don't think that you would be aroused from Dave.
Well, who would be, though? That's the question.
Yeah, that's the question.
His wife obviously is, and he looked great in the video yesterday.
You think that his wife, even his wife, is so into him that she would want a calendar of him posing in sexy poses?
I don't know. We'd have to get her on the air and ask.
The women that would be aroused by Dave are women that still use calendar.
Wow. That's a fair point.
Meaning the elderly.
It's nasty. That's nasty is what that is.
I think it's funny.
I don't understand why it's so hard to believe, though. You're a big star.
I don't think I'm a big star. But
well, of course you are.
Here's what I will say.
Let me ask you a question now, in your defense. Mm-hmm. If you weren't a big star, would this story be all over the place?
It is all over the place.
That's a fair point.
I mean, it's been picked up by numerous national outlets.
Numerous outlets. And to the point where you even got Keyshawn to buy into it, and he's going to pose, too.
But, well, here's the thing, and this is what I think, this was the intent. It's so outrageous to think the Giants could win the Super Bowl that I'm willing to put something out there that would embarrass me to the nth degree. That's the story. Like, everyone's like, why would we want to buy a calendar? It's not going to happen. I could say I'll take the Bezos flight to outer space. The Giants are not winning the Super Bowl.
But what fun is that, though? That does nothing for us, you taking the flight to space.
Right. That's why I said I'll do the semi-erotic calendar.
I'm actually willing, out of my own pocket, to start paying off NFL referees to throw Giants games.
I'll tell you what. I don't care how it happens. I don't care. Oh, Sidney Crosby's got to play. I don't care if they go up against every team's backup all year long and limp their way to the Super Bowl. I will celebrate it like none other, and I would love to do the calendar.
RJ, pick up the phone right now, please. Get Brian Daboll on the phone or Joe Shane. I think we really need to explain to him how important the season is.
I want a championship.
Every player has a semi-nude picture of Dave hanging in his locker.
Yes, that's the motivation.
No,
for the
it's going to be like it's going to be like Major League. It's going to be a big giant cutout of Dave.
One piece every week.
Yes, one piece every week till we get to the Super Bowl. That's what we're doing.
That's fine. Whatever works for you guys, I will do.
And I'll say this too. I'll make the offer right now to the Caster. If the Yankees win the World Series, I will pro bono help Michael with his semi-erotic calendar.
Like that kind of party?
Yeah,
that's a real chance that could happen. There's no chance the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl. None.
How about you want to, by the way, too. So I'm listening to the show yesterday. I was actually listening to that part of the show. And Peter's big takeaway from the Mets game is that Pete Alonso looks scared in the ninth.
All right. You know, and that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. DPHR Rothenberg presented, as always, by Progressive Insurance. You can try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. I there's nothing to say. That's one of the worst takes in the history of takes, and I can't even, I'm not going to waste my time. Looks scary.
You know what I think we do? We do the opposite. We actually send a naked cutout of you to the Giants. And then for every win, they put a piece of clothing to cover you up.
I think that's probably the way to go about it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
We left you off with Patrick Beverley. He didn't think a lot of CP3, but he's got more to say in the next soundbite, also from Get Up yesterday. Now he mocks Chris Paul.
CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know
that.
Everybody know that.
He can't guard anybody.
What we call them? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody
that right.
knows that. Everyone knows that. It's just y'all don't want to accept it.
I don't like this at all. I think this is petty. I think that you should be better than this. And I think Chris Paul is very highly respected. And not only that, I think he's a great, great player. So now you're going to take shots when he had a bad game or a bad series or whatever you want to call it?
Well, here's the thing, though. And I listened to the whole thing. I actually watched Get Up yesterday. I mean, the problem I had with it, it sounded personal. Like, it wasn't based in factual information. Like, I get it. Like, I mean, you're still playing in the NBA, so there are certain things that you talk about when you're in the locker room with certain guys. Like, there are plenty of times we'll play against the guy that people think is great, and, you know, you'll be saying nasty stuff about him in the locker room just because that's how, you know, as a player you feel about his game. But, like he also pointed to some stuff like, oh, yeah, well, he's the president of the union, so he gets all the calls. Like, there was a tinge of jealousy to it that I didn't like, because that's not what we're supposed to be doing there. Like, you're on to give your opinion and everything else, and I mean, you can bring us inside the locker room how you feel about him, but that just, it felt like it went above and beyond. And then you start talking about, well, guy's 37 years old, right? I mean, this is his 17th season. He's 37. Of course, he's not as good as he was defensively. How about we play a quick game? How many times was Chris Paul all first team all defense?
Oh, you're looking for me to answer that?
Yeah, 7 times.
Yeah. Chris Paul is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He walks into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, why is Patrick Beverley not taking shots at James Harden? Why is it Chris Paul?
Well, because he's not jealous of James Harden. He thinks that Chris Paul gets a pass because everyone likes Chris Paul, and he's got the commercials, and he's the head of the union. Like that's where this was all based around.
It's a really, I think it's a repulsive look for Patrick Beverley. Now you want to come out and say he underwhelmed me in the postseason. It's a guy that if you just look at the numbers has not been great in game sevens. I think all those things are fine. This. At least I feel like this, and I think you do too. This goes above and beyond that. This feels like it really crosses that line.
Well, here's the thing, though, because I think once you decide you want to get into the media and you're doing opinion based shows and everything else, like there is a fear I think sometimes where like I think Dan Orlovsky said this too. Like Dan Orlovsky is paid to come on NFL Live or whatever show and talk about and be. Give his opinion and sometimes be critical. So, like, if he's critical of Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, like, the first thing that he hears from people that, are fans of those players is, who the hell is Dan Orlovsky to be critical of Patrick Mahomes? Like, he wasn't even in the same, conversation as Patrick Mahomes. Like, so, like, if Pat Beverley's not in the same conversation as far as being a player as Chris Paul. So, like, when you're going to be critical of someone like that, like, just know that the first thing people are going to say is, who the hell are you to criticize Chris Paul? You're not nearly the player. So,
right,
so make sure when you are critical, don't make it personal.
Right.
Like, come with facts.
My issue is not saying something negative about Chris Paul. It feels like this way crosses the line. Right? Just giving your assessment that Chris Paul was not great in the series or they're head and shoulders better than Dallas and there's no way they should lose that series or they led 2-0 in the finals last year and then lost 4 in a row. Like there's a lot of things you can say. Or if you just solely look at Chris Paul's record in a game 7, there's a lot of areas that you can attack.
Yeah, but you can also like how you frame it too could be differently, right? Like if you were like say we went back and I was doing, radio hits with you guys when I was playing and we were playing, the Penguins or something in a playoff series. And, we win the series and Crosby, hadn't scored a goal or whatever or just whatever the reason why we were talking about Sidney Crosby. If I wanted to bring you inside the locker, because Crosby's one of the best players in the history of the sport, to just give you like the inside, like, hey, just so you know, Sidney Crosby's shot isn't something we necessarily fear. Like we would rather have Sid shoot the puck than beat us with backdoor passes. Like that could sound negative. Like how could you not fear Sidney Crosby's shot? Well, because I'm telling you, as a goalie facing his shot, like it's not something that was he didn't have an overpowering shot. Like you could do it like that. Like I'm still in the league. I play against Chris Paul. This doesn't surprise me, and here's the reason. As opposed to he's a cone. We don't fear him. I go and drink a couple bottles of wine the night before we're playing him.
Right. I mean, you're throwing gasoline onto the fire. Now, Matt Barnes was on the NBA Today yesterday, and he takes real exception to what Patrick Beverley had to say.
As Chris knows, he didn't play well from games 3-7. He played terrible, and he'll tell you that. But what I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverley earlier today. As reporters, as part of the media, we have a job to be critical, but I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverley did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverley's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, All-Defense 9 times, 7 times first-team All-Defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked.
I couldn't agree with him more. I think he's
you know what? I'll tell you, but here's the thing. This is what I don't like is that saying stuff like he said and how he said it yesterday is considered good television.
Yeah.
Like mission accomplished.
I agree with you there. Because now all of a sudden that is what you strive to be. Like that's being
but that doesn't take any
all
work.
Over the place.
Yeah, but that doesn't take any work. You can just go and say something outrageous. Like that's...
Well, it was trending on Twitter. He's back
today.
Oh,
well, yeah. You have a career in TV. This was awesome. Well, how hard is that to come out and I mean that's not hard to do what he did.
No, I agree with you. It felt personal. It felt very unnecessary, and I didn't like it one bit.
And then to take this guy, I mean the guy's 17 seasons. He's just turned 37 years old. Hall of Fame career, and then just marginalize his whole body of work. When we're sitting here, we're supposed to be talking about this playoff series.
But he wanted to go after Chris Paul.
Well,
How was Devin Booker in that series?
He wasn't very good. He wanted to make a splash is what he wanted to do.
Is Devin Booker supposed to be, that's supposed to be his team, right? He's supposed to be the star of that team.
He's supposed to be the number one, yeah. Yeah. Chris Paul is not there to be. He's supposed to facilitate the offense,
I think
get guys
Devin
shots.
Devin Booker didn't hit a three-pointer in the final seven quarters of that series.
Yeah, they were awful.
And nobody's making excuses for how they played, or no one is saying that Chris Paul played well.
And how about DeAndre Ayton having to be pulled out of the game because he quit on his team?
That was repulsive.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea. You need to say stuff like that to, like, forget about being having, like, a really smart, you know, a smart take or a smart opinion that you put a lot of work into. You have facts and, like, all these different things to back it up. You just come out and say something outrageous, and it's like wildfire. That was great.
Everyone ate it up. Oh, it's just sensational stuff. Well, you know what? Don't make it an attack on one guy. Then go after everyone around the NBA. RJ, do you need this amount of time? Do you need lesser time for CMT? What are you looking for?
Are you asking because you're thinking about taking a phone call?
I'm asking because I want to know if there's something else we can do or if you want this time. Ready?
I think you should guide us. I am ready, but I think you should guide us to whatever you think is best.
No, I want. No. You know what? Then I'm gonna.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm not like a guide dog. I'm gonna walk you right into the walls.
Like a Sherpa.
You're the one.
I don't think I would do well climbing Everest. By the way,
no, I don't think you would. I don't even think you would make it. I think you would fly there. You'd be ready, and then that would be it.
I think there's a chance they'd leave you behind.
You know that
he would be one of the.
He's definitely
bodies.
The Sherpa that would lead you to your demise.
Yeah, Dave would be the dead. Dave would be the dead body that you walk by on the way up.
As you walk up to the very top. I think it's for Sir Edmund Hillary, right? They walk right across dead bodies because they can't clean them.
That's where you'll stay for eternity.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not what you want to see on the way up, right? Is dead bodies just laying there?
No, not even a little bit.
Plus, you can't breathe at that altitude. You can't breathe. No, there's nothing about that.
When you're dead, breathing usually goes out the window.
No, I mean, just for the living people that are climbing it once you get up to those high altitudes.
No, it's not good. I don't think I'd do well. All right. Speaking of doing well, very well, he's a maestro. He's RJ Santillo, and it's CMT.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Was that the thing you wanted to do?
No, I wanted to take a call, but I got off on this tangent.
I see. Dead bodies.
You want to talk about climbing Everest. I don't want to hear you complaining.
All right. Cutter Mary Trash brought to you by Jack Pocket. So, we haven't touched on this yet, and we're going to get to some Game 7 sweet stories and such, and possibly got another outing. But first, the Hart Trophy finalists are out, and there are three of them. That kind of lends itself nicely to this exercise. Austin Matthews of the Leafs, who choked again. Shocker.
You know what? You like Patrick Beverley.
No, I'm a noted Leafs hater, though. This goes back.
Austin Matthews did not choke.
No, I didn't. I said the Leafs.
I didn't even know that they choked.
No, you actually said it was Austin Matthews' known choker. It's all right. Listen, I'm fine with it. I think you should continue.
Toronto did not choke.
Five straight games, seven losses. You know what? They led the series.
They have choked. I don't think this series was a choke, but go ahead. It's fine.
I think they've lost 10 straight series clinching games.
Oh, my God.
Well, they've definitely lost at least five straight game sevens, I think, which is troubling. Too bad.
They haven't advanced past the first round since 2004.
Oh. It's only going to make them stronger when they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid. And as Dave says,
just yarking.
So, cuddle, marry, trash. Who wins it?
David, you have a hockey show. You're up first. Let's hear it.
I'm gonna marry Matthews. I'm gonna cuddle McDavid, and I'm going to open the lid and softly, gingerly.
Oh my God! You're throwing away your goalie. You can't even fake it.
I don't think he's gonna win
the
yarking. The trophy.
He could be listening right now.
How is RJ? Can I ask you a question as an avid hockey fan? How is Huberto not involved in the MVP conversation here?
They are fun to watch, the Florida Panthers. I actually asked you just out of my own interest who you think wins that series. Knowing we probably wouldn't talk about it today, but
There's a big big chasm in the home right now because
yeah,
of that
pick. You made a decision.
All right, listen, I'm a man of integrity like David. I agree with Dave across the board. I think Shesterkin should get more respect, but I think because Matthews had the...
When you score 60,
yeah.
Watching from home. All righty, so...
He's probably out with Biebs right now.
I would hang out with Biebs. So...
You are Biebs.
You might be taller than Biebs.
Yeah.
Biebs is a great man. Aww. One of the few Canadians I like. So...
So you hate Canada too then?
Why do the two of you hate Canada?
They're meaner than you think.
Yeah, don't let them fool you.
Yeah, it's all an act. It's all an act. I didn't have the heart to tell Adam Graves that, who we were...
Adam Graves might have been the nicest man.
Dave had Adam Graves rubbing his feet.
No, I had Adam Graves moving furniture.
So that's a nice transition. So we had a Game 7 suite outing, and... No.
We did not.
So Dave and I were in the suite. Ray was working. So there, but Dave, I think even you would admit there was some troubling behavior that you exhibited.
No.
Okay. Well. So, Cuddle, Marry, Trash. I guess if you find any of this troubling, and for Rick, it'll be an easy list for you. But giving Adam Graves literal manual labor tasks to do, such as moving chairs around, which actually happened, handing Adam Graves chairs, asking him to move them, cursing into a camera with many patrons around that you knew would be posted, which is now posted. You can check it out on all socials, at DR on ESPN with the...
So now I should contain myself in a moment of excitement?
With the proper censorship.
No, have some civility, have some tact.
Oh, well, this is a wonderful moment for me. No.
You didn't have to go the way you did.
Maybe you could just said, let's go. You didn't have to say, let's effing go.
You know what? I had to. And why does anyone need to post this? I didn't realize it was going to be for the world to see.
This is what it
you
sounded.
Knew what this was about.
This
have you guys
like.
Noticed my vocabulary words today?
Yeah, look
just
at you.
On point.
What do you have? The toilet paper has those special words on it?
The calendar. Every day I get a new word.
Dave and his element.
Why all of a sudden when you scream do you sound like Patrick Mahomes?
Oh.
Sound like Patrick Mahomes.
That's Dave about to go off the deep end. Or, so we have Graves moving chairs, we have Dave going off the deep end, or the smuggling of many food items.
Oh, no.
Or attempted smuggling, or using me as a mule to smuggle food.
You were a baby.
You were a cake pop mule.
I've never met a bigger baby than you.
Such as cake pops, mustard packets, and really anything else that Dave could get his hands on.
First of all, I had
where did
nothing,
you put the mustard packets?
I had nothing to do with the cake pops. Nothing.
Yeah, and possession is 9/10 of the law. That's
they were brought. They were brought out. You're the only one that had a knapsack.
This is
did it happen? Did it happen in Florida? Two men arrested. One with
mustard packets.
This is plausible deniability.
All right, Rick, you go ahead. I mean, obviously,
mustard packets in numerous orifices. This is easy for me. I'm gonna the worst, RJ. Right? I'm marrying the worst.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Putting Adam Graves to work. That's the worst.
Cringeworthy.
Yeah. It's disgusting. I will cuddle. You know, stealing numerous things from the suite, including mustard packets for some reason. And then I actually liked him being that fired up. So I'll trash him swearing it to the camera.
I think there's only one that's questionable. I think offering to steal mustard packets was well within reason. It was a big night.
Shortly after you told security, I'm not leaving.
Yeah,
it's a big night. Let's steal mustard packets.
Cursing in that moment, I think, would be the expectation and not the abnormal moment. I think if I had to go back and change anything I did, it would be putting Adam Graves to work.
What a nice man. Yeah,
but I stand by. There were too many chairs. They were unnecessary. They needed to be moved. My mistake was asking Adam to be the one to move them.
All righty. So... People are fired up. You guys have commented a little bit about the Jets and the Giants. And we've talked about a lot of money coming in on the Jets over their 5.5 win total. Giants are at 7. So I ask you to cuddle Mary Trash, which is the most likely outcome this season? The Jets go over their 5.5 win prediction. The Giants go over 7. Or neither of them go over.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Most likely.
This is a
all
good
right,
question,
I'm,
RJ.
I'm going to trash neither. I think one of these two teams has a better than expected season. I will say it's not the Giants. I will say cuddle the Giants over. And I think when you have people that look as the Jets as maybe one of the two or three favorites in the AFC, you have to take the Jets over the 5.5.
I heard that the other day.
I got the Bills over 5.5.
Bills, Chiefs, then it's the Jets right
Bills,
there.
Bills, Chiefs, then on that's like the top tier, and then the second tier is like Chargers, Ravens, Jets. Yes.
Broncos right there, yeah.
Right there.
I agree. I agree with Dave. I think one of the teams will go over. I'm hoping it's the Jets, so I'll marry the Jets. I'll cuddle the Giants, and I'll trash neither.
All right, so I'll ask you here. I could go one more, but the clock says I should break.
Oh, one more.
Yeah, one more.
Two tiers in the bucket.
When have we ever been prisoner of the clock?
Last week when you yelled at me. So there's been some talk today of another show outing. So I ask, however, to cuddle, marry, trash the most likely of the following outcomes. Will Rick attend the event? Will Rick say he's going to attend the event, but not attend the event? Or will Rick be so-so and Milo will begin some sort of activity between now and the event that he's yet to begin, but will begin sometime between now and then?
All right, Rick, you're up.
This is a tough one because I just checked the schedule. He's got a Kumite on that Sunday.
He's a pottery class in that same room.
I'm going to dress him up as Frank Dukes, and we're going to go to some underground Kumite. I'm going to marry. Rick's going to be there.
Oh,
I'm going to marry it. No, I'm going to marry that bag. I'm going to get that you. I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to get in trouble. I'll marry that. I will cuddle. Milo will have an event, and then I'll trash whatever the other one was.
If I gathered anything from the one-year-old birthday party, the parents were very honest, and they said, listen, the kid can get you in and out of whatever it is you do or don't want to go to. You don't want to go to something, kids are the ticket out.
It's like a get-out-of-jail card. Oh. By the way, the one-year-old birthday party might be the dumbest party that anybody
sweep the leg.
It was some
you
party.
You have a problem with that.
How big was this party?
The people spent a lot of money on the one-year-old birthday party.
There was a bounce house. There was a lot of food.
The kid will never have any recollection that this took place ever.
RJ got his face painted.
You know, I would have. There was no face painting.
Was there a pin the tail on the donkey, RJ?
No, I would have dominated that, too.
Was there a pinata?
I wish I can go back to my first birthday.
I think my mother got me we had an outdoor party for my first birthday. I have to ask her. She got like some kind of like guy that came with a monkey, and then the monkey started attacking people.
Monkey?
Yeah, like the monkey attacked and then peed on somebody. I think it got real crazy.
Your mother hired a monkey for your first birthday?
I think so, yeah.
What is happening?
She's a savage.
They can rip your face off, two monkeys.
That's an underrated drop right there.
And then he peed at the party?
No, I think he peed on somebody's head. Like he attacked somebody and then peed on their head.
I'm your monkey boy.
I'll confirm that story. I think like I'm monkeys. Almost positive.
So
they hired a monkey for your first birthday party?
And Dave, we still need your answer.
I don't know. I don't know what my options are.
I'll ask you very, very simply. Does Rick...
It's mother.
Dave's losing. It's mine.
What are my choices?
Well, put simply, do you think Rick...
Rick's not going to go. No. And by the way, he's already laid the groundwork. Because he's now committed by saying that he's going to marry his attendants. So I'm going to trash that one. Is that right?
Yeah, and after that, it really doesn't matter. You think he's out.
Yeah, and then Milo will have some kind of like a badminton tournament. We'll cuddle that and whatever the last one is, I don't even know.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
How'd you feel about Evan Wilner on Crosstalk, the producer for KJM yesterday?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. I made a phone call yesterday. I'm hoping to get RJ and Santiago on KJM for a little Crosstalk.
Evan, thank you. We'll talk to you maybe never again.
Yeah, it's possible. That wasn't very nice.
Well, but it was truthful.
Well, sometimes you don't need to tell the truth like that.
Why? See, this is my problem. I don't have that filter, which is not truth-telling. I tell the truth. It's what I do.
Evan, thank you. We'll talk to you maybe never again.
And we've never Poor had guy. Him on Crosstalk. There's a Poor pretty guy. Good so chance excited. We'll never have him again on Crosstalk.
I would say it's probably better than pretty good.
You may never talk to him again, period. Forget about Crosstalk.
Yeah, I mean, we might never talk to him again ever in our lives.
I would say that there's unless they return the favor and have RJ or, I mean, they talk a lot of Dallas Cowboys. There's no one
no
on the
one
station.
More dialed into the Cowboys than Santiago.
They don't want to hear from me on that.
I'll tell you what. Now, I don't like that he likes the Cowboys, but as far as knowing about them, he's a good Cowboys fan.
He's a great Cowboy. He's not just a good Cowboy. He knows everything.
I'm giving him a lot of credit. He knows his stuff. Studies up on that team, on that roster. He knows everything going on.
Loves that team. They drive him crazy, probably because he knows too much, but he loves that team.
They don't love me. They do not love me.
When was the last time they went to the Super Bowl? It's been a long time,
you know,
right?
The answer to that question.
Is it 96?
Yes.
That's a very long time.
Of course he knows
time.
The answer. Look at the smirk on his face.
Of course he does.
What do you mean?
I'm
trying to bring knowledge to the people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
it's not repeated every single year.
Santi, can I interest you in a semi-erotic calendar if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl?
I mean, probably not going to happen. I probably have less of a chance of it than Dave, no?
No. What?
No. You think the Cowboys have less of a chance than the Giants?
If they got there, something terrible
would
happen.
You can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
Sure. All right, so Raymond, will you produce a semi-erotic calendar if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Everybody's on board.
You can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
It'll be very tasteful, Santi. I can promise you that. Very tasteful.
Rick, are you putting together a semi-erotic calendar if the Jets win the whole thing?
It'll be more than semi.
It would be fully erotic.
Yes, it'd fully erect it, all of it.
NC-17.
RJ, if the Niners win the whole thing, semi-erotic?
I have pause because this I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just saying this. Would we agree it's the most likely perhaps that could happen?
I think you and Ray are have much better chances than Rick or I, yes.
I have pause about committing to this because this is a show of holding people to their word. And before I'm fully ready, I have to think about it.
I think
this.
You need to agree to it right now. I mean, just think about it. It'd give you a get back in great shape. You'd be all
He's
cut up.
He's in good shape now.
No, but like real great shape. Like it gives you that extra nudge.
I hugged hard bodies the other night, by the way.
Oh, my
God.
Excuse me.
Please save that immediately.
No,
that leading
did.
The open.
The Rangers won, and strange men were hugging me. And at one time,
I don't think I've ever heard that. I don't think
I don't ever think in the history of me playing professional sports,
yeah,
hugging lots of men in celebration was my first thought as I was hugging them. Wow, I have a very hard body.
Well, it wasn't my first thought. But upon reflection of the moment and the adulation, I was like, boy, I forget who it was, but one of the hugs was that this was a hard, firm body. I was impressed.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think he felt the same. I RJ, hugged hard bodies the other night.
RJ, I have so many thoughts about your calendar. I mean, just that it's endless, the possibilities.
We could do a Wizard of Oz scene.
Yeah. We have him maybe at Santa's workshop working on some toys.
Right.
Maybe with this little mallet out.
He could redo like Mickey from Seinfeld.
We got a Game of Thrones. We could do a Game of Thrones scene.
That's right.
Maybe a Willow, like a reenacting the movie Willow.
With like a Nuggets thing, right?
Oh, just
well. In high school, I was a Munchkin in The Wiz.
What is that?
It's Debbie.
Why did she say that?
This show is too much.
All right, so let's let's get to. I have a story. I have a story which I think is interesting, but it's not going to take up that much time.
This like your DHIP story that was a nightmare. Admit it. Further reflection, hard bodies, and your DHIP story was trash.
No. I'm intrigued by a lot of guys. I don't agree. I think it was a great story. I think it was too much for you guys. I hugged hard bodies the other night. I did. I did. There was some hard-bodied men in that suite.
RJ,
I'm sorry.
RJ, I don't know what you did to this poor guy in the suite, but the fact that he's back alive is, I mean, it's a testament to you.
I just let him roam. Yeah. Just let him roam.
You should have seen it was like an experiment. I was like, I said, RJ, come up here and watch the game. He goes, no. You're where you need to be. You do you, and I will sit back here, and I will just take it all in.
Yeah, because he was like your chaperone. That's why.
I didn't need a chaperone. I was fine on my own.
He didn't need a chaperone.
Observing the wild animals, like croc hunter.
That's what it was like. It was like he was on safari.
Observe the wild Rothenberg here in the suite in its natural habitat. Well,
the strange thing is, during intermissions, he would morph back into a normal person, and then you know the final horn, both teams out of the locker room, and he goes back. He's like, "All right, I have to go back." And then we wouldn't talk for the whole period, and then we would talk in the intermissions.
It's accurate.
Oh my God,
it's accurate. Did you hear this? Here's the story. The Nature Man is coming back.
The Nature Boy. Don't be disrespectful to Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, 73-year-old Nature Man, Ric Flair is going to come back for a one-time-only match July 31st.
Woo!
It's going to be streamed live on Fight TV.
Woo!
Where do I get Fight TV at?
That's a good question. It's going to be at the Nashville Fairgrounds. On an independent card that will stream, so I guess you would download an app and okay. Fight. By the way, because I don't want this to cause you trouble. FITE TV.
Okay, I'll write that down.
There's no GH in there.
When last year I spent more money on spilled liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
Yeah, so that's the Nature Boy right there, buddy.
The Nature Man. Yeah.
Now, be the man! You gotta beat the man! Woo!
Last August, Flair appeared in Mexico City for the AAA promotion, cornering his daughter Charlotte's fiance, Andrade Idolo, for a headlining match against Kenny Omega. Flair got physical during the match, entering the ring and chopping Omega's chest.
Woo!
That's a signature move for him, by the way, if in case you're
I would be nervous, though, wrestling someone that's 73 years old.
73 years old.
I've taken a bump on one of those mats. Like, I was when I went to a couple of those events at the Coliseum. That doesn't feel great. I can't imagine at 73 years old. The body bounces back very well.
And I'm not joking. I'm being serious with this. Within, like, the last 3 years, weren't we, like, on a death watch with Ric Flair?
What was that? It was on ESPN, right? On the Nature Boy?
What,
it was the 30 for 30, wasn't it?
The 30 for 30, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I watched that. I couldn't buy him.
How much he used to drink?
It's hard to believe he's still alive now.
He probably shouldn't be, right?
Holy moly. It was craziness.
Yeah. He's had some kind of life.
Woo!
You know, I met him.
I bet you called him the Nature Boy to his face.
Richard, I called him.
No, he'd slap the crap out of you if he called
him. He would
not.
He was very nice, and his daughter was very nice. They were Andrade Idolo.
It's amazing how far we've come.
So quickly when it's fine.
It's amazing. What are we, a year and what? A year and how many months?
For what?
For the show that we've been doing this time slot.
A year and 5 months?
A year and 5 months. Day one, we'd ask, like, Hedrick, can we get that drop? It's going to take at least 48 hours.
Right. And now I make a mistake at 7:42 and at 7:44 it's like Idolo.
You know what? Stuff works like it's supposed to here now. Just embrace it.
Yeah, all of a sudden it works beautifully. All of a sudden.
To our benefit, since you're a drop machine.
Andrade Idolo. I hugged hard bodies the other night. I did.
I don't doubt it.
You're all
revved up to go to the strippers.
No, I wasn't revved up to go to the strippers. I was just enjoying the moment. And as I was enjoying the moment, I was like, oof.
Go check out the Thunder from Down Under, maybe.
So here's what I was thinking. Not this year, because I mean, the Giants' schedule and lack of great teams in their division, I think, gives and just the Vegas number, right? The Giants are expected to win more games than the Jets. Better team, I don't know. Win more games. In your mind, what team has the brighter future? Like 3 years down the road. What team do you look at? And I asked this question.
Well, I don't even think you can answer the question right now.
Well, why?
Because you don't even know who your quarterback is.
Right, but everything is unknown. And you don't know if your quarterback's going to be good. You don't know what your coach is.
Well,
I don't know what anybody is on my team.
Okay,
I don't know my GM.
The,
I don't know my coach. I don't know my quarterback. But I'm asking you the question.
Well, right now, I would probably say the Jets right now, just because at least, I mean, we've picked the quarterback. He's going into year two. I mean, he showed some signs of being good last season. They surrounded him with you know, plenty of talent, right? I mean, it feels like they've, and we'll see what happens with Mekhi Becton, but they've done a good job of solidifying the offensive line. They had a great draft. The reason why I hesitate is because if he can't play, then we're screwed. We're back to square one if he can't play.
You are in huge trouble.
Humongous trouble.
If he can't play, your team will stink, your coach will be gone, and your GM will also be gone.
Correct. And we'll be back to square one.
So just for blind faith, you have to go with the Jets?
I have to. Because I don't know who your quarterback is going to be. Like, I mean, you said it the other day, and I couldn't agree with you more. Worst case scenario is that, you know, Daniel Jones plays okay, but not good enough to convince you that he's your franchise quarterback. But somehow, because of your division, NFC is not as good as the AFC is, that you win, you know, seven games. And there are so many teams looking for a quarterback in this upcoming draft that's supposed to be laden with quarterbacks that you don't get the guy you want. And Daniel Jones isn't your guy. So now what are we doing?
I don't think you have an idea. Although the one thing I will tell you is at least I feel like I'm being run by competent, capable individuals.
Well, wouldn't it be hard to not feel that way after what Dave Gettleman did to you?
Yes, but you could look at things and say I'm uncertain of what Joe Shane is going to be. Like you look at Joe Shane right now and you're like, this guy gets it. He gets it. So whether it's this year or next year or 2 years, 3 years, you feel like at least you're in the right hands.
Yeah, but I think you still have the same questions. Like we have a longer track record with Joe Douglas, but as far as, you know, coaches and the coaching part of this is concerned too, is like Brian Daboll was awesome as an offensive coordinator in Buffalo. Got everything, you know, out of Josh Allen and more that you could ask for. But we haven't seen him as a head coach. And we haven't seen enough of Robert Saleh yet as a head coach to think that he's going to be.
No.
Be great.
We've seen great coordinators be lousy head coaches too.
Quite a few times.
Right. I mean who Wade Phillips, Norv Turner. Right? We've seen
a long list. There's a long list.
Anybody with the Patriots, pretty much.
Do you see, well, by the way, did you see that they have the clarification now as to what Joe Judge is doing with the Patriots now?
Well, his actual job?
Yeah, he'll be working with the quarterbacks.
Okay. He's the quarterback guru.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a treat.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.